Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We react to a craptastic Sunday in Chicago. Hi, JP.
Hello. Yeah, yesterday sucked.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it. Yesterday sucked. And we are now back to revisiting all the different penalties you can have in a game. They're getting, all of a sudden play clocks are winding down and then passing zero on kickoff play. Like, it's just a combination of suck.
Man, I'm just so glad that we've just coached our way out of special teams problems.
I mean, it just it never ends. And Duvernay seemed like he was the world's greatest returner I've ever seen. What the hell was that
he
about?
He was guaranteed to get to the 40 and then some every kick.
When it rains, it pours, but that will go down as one of those very forgettable Browns games, but also one of those games where it's just like, how do they get worse? How does this continue to look worse? How do they always seem to one-up the idea that they can't possibly fall on the sword this many times, and they just continue to do it?
Yeah, it's funny. I think that there are people that might have checked out yesterday. And no, I'm not just talking about the Cleveland Browns and their coaching staff. I'm talking about Browns fans.
Yeah, because the team looked like they checked out, too.
It felt like as the game went on, there was a lot of anger. I saw a lot of anger on those social media streets. But I also saw a lot of, well, the Browns have checked out, so why am I here? I think, to me, for Kevin Stefanski, who I've already fired, by the way. I've already said that. I can't double down or triple down on his firing, although fire Kevin Stefanski. So to me, what yesterday represented was the basic premise that Kevin had to show me. Kevin had a chance to prove me wrong. My whole biggest issue with Kevin was not who calls plays, who doesn't. It's not, did he order the code red on Baker Mayfield? Did he single-handedly set up the Deshaun trade or not? My whole point with Kevin is he is only as good as the talent that he has.
Right.
And that's because of his leadership style. He's not a leader. He is effectively the offensive version of Joe Woods. Joe Woods could not be bothered to establish like relationships with his players on defense because he just wanted to be watching film and scheming things up.
And then you wondered how Andrew Sandejo happened.
But this is what Kevin is. So he had a chance, though, to prove me wrong in these final four games of the season. Don't lose the team. Don't get embarrassed. Play through the final whistle. And yesterday, there were about seven guys on that team playing to the final whistle, one of which is going to take just an incredible amount of crap this week from fans and from people who just don't like the guy anyways. And that would be Shedeur Sanders. We'll get to his performance right now. Or we'll get to his performance today, obviously. But the point is, when you cannot even be bothered to lead your guys or communicate or honestly just answer for your insane failure. Like, we can't get a wristband right with a quarterback, that even dudes who've been covering this game for 30 years are mystified that that happened.
Well, what was that answer too, by the way? That was like, he said no, and then yes, and then yes, and then like they had to follow it up. I think he thought that was going to be sufficient. Saying no and then yes twice was a sufficient answer for what happened on that. The whole thing was a joke. The whole thing absolutely stunk. Stefanski, this puts to bed any sort of how much credit does Stefanski get conversation, by the way. Notice those people are awfully quiet after a game like that. Like, it's just, it's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing.
Yeah, and here, what the ultimate embarrassment is, I no longer think Kevin Stefanski is fit to coach this team the rest of the way. With three games, and I do think things matter. I think
if you were the person that was like, hey, he's got to be there for continuity's sake. Yes. He's got to be there because, look, he's helping out Chador, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. Hogwash. All that, miss me on that stuff.
Yeah, and you can't tell me that Kevin Stefanski's representatives putting it out there about how hot of a candidate he's going to be if he gets fired here. You can't tell me that's not a part of what we saw yesterday.
He's hurting way more than he's helping right now.
So we got checked out, Kevin, and I'll be honest with you. I didn't really care that much about the wristband thing. Do I think it was a factor? Yes. Do I think field position and this ongoing cluster, you know what, that is this special teams unit, is that the bigger issue? Yeah. They started at the two, then there were two dumb penalties that took them from the two to the half yard mark. No one can succeed like that, but I can deal with all of that. But here's the thing that Kevin Stefanski hasn't learned in 7 years. Or sorry, 6 years. Don't want to give him too much credit. But here's the thing he hasn't learned. When you're good, you give me every cliche you got. You lie to my face and tell me that I'm dumb. Do it as much as you want. But when you are bad, and specifically, when you are league worst bad for 2 years in a row, have an answer, dog.
He's not going to have an answer, Nick. That's not who he is. He has been, at least I'll say this, he's been consistent with the idea that he wants to give us absolutely nothing. It wears thin when you're winning. It wears thin when you're losing in a major way, though. Well, and this is all we're seeing.
Hey, guys, he grew up with WIP.
He doesn't care.
He knows. He knows again, he's not going to get got by
us. He doesn't care. That's the whole part of this. The big slap in the face the entire time. He doesn't care. He doesn't care that he doesn't give any answers. He knows what he can and what he has to answer for there, and he doesn't. In his mind, he doesn't have to give us anything, and so he doesn't. He consistently doesn't. But then he can't turn around and wonder why people aren't on his side right now.
There are valid reasons why that game was not going to end up being a win. Valid reasons. I'd love to just accept and say we're on to Buffalo, right? Would love to. Cannot. Because the truth is, players don't lose their jobs despite repeated mistakes. Coaches don't lose their jobs despite repeated mistakes. Executives don't lose their job despite the worst trade in the NFL, in NFL history, and bringing in character risks that immediately prove they shouldn't have been brought in here. Accountability is a real thing. And this Ivy League crap, and I'll be honest with you, it doesn't seem to happen in Major League Baseball. But this ethos, this corporate crap that people bring in here of, well, no one's really accountable because we're all accountable, right? We all have our individual jobs, and it is so much easier. Kumbaya crap. No, there is no accountability here. And it does start absolutely at the top, but I can't fire Jimmy Haslam, all right? I will be dealing with iterations of Haslams probably till the day I die. But I can fire a head coach who can't explain a simple mishap with a wrist card, who comes out and coaches like he's from a freaking coma. I can fire that guy. And the fact that he isn't fired today is absolutely another notch in the belt of Mr. Accountability Jimmy Haslam.
All right. Did it feel good?
Felt pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only so many weeks in a row we can come in here yelling about firing Stefanski.
Yeah, but now I'm firing Stefanski to death.
Is that it? It's where I kind of, like, no part of this is, this isn't brand new territory. We're hardly discovering new land. It's like they find a new low. We yell about the new low. We get angry about the new low. But the reality is that there's no cleaning this up the rest of this season. And the change that has to happen will take place this offseason. And then we're going to gear up and we're going to have to go from there. But in the meanwhile, you do. You get slapped in the face a little bit. And that's just is what it is.
I understand why you're saying what you're saying. The final three games matter. there are players playing for something, and I'd like it if it was the majority of the roster playing
for
something.
But that's the sad part, though, is that the majority of the roster didn't seem like they were playing for something on Sunday.
I don't know if I'd go the majority. It just wasn't enough guys to win.
There was a lot of players that weren't. Like, I watched that Bengals game, too. It was going on at the same time. Bengals looked like there weren't nearly enough players. Like, this is the time of the year where a lot of players do. They just seem like they check out. Frigid cold temperatures, everything that was associated with that game. Like, the Bears came out and looked like they needed that game. That was a 40% swing in their playoff chances. They needed that game. They were playing way harder than the Browns were.
Yeah, and it's just like, even, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not here to pile on Jerry Jeudy. We'll get to his answer at some point. Jerry Jeudy took 7 points off the board with yet another Jerry Jeudy play. And I believe he played about 90% of the snaps yesterday. Oh, okay, accountability. And here's the thing. I don't know, and this is the I don't know, I can't prove it definitively. I don't know that if I made Jim Schwartz the interim head coach today, or just anybody, you could make it Larry in accounting for all I care. I don't know that all of a sudden the team would start playing hard the final three games of the season.
Right.
I just know they're not going to play hard the final three games of the season with Kevin Stefanski as a head coach. And if you can spare me three games of, we got to coach better, we got to play better, all the while your team is giving up and has visions of Cabo dancing in their head, would that make me a little happier to see if something could spark this team? When I say spark the team, I'm not talking. Listen, we normalize a lot in this town. I can't normalize not competing. I can't. And Kevin Stefanski's Cleveland Browns for 2025 have not competed consistently. And that is 100% at the feet of Kevin Stefanski.
Well, they put themselves behind the eight ball so often. I mean, like, we're going to talk about that first drive, and with good reason. We already mentioned the two penalties that happened. I mean, before you'd done anything, you were trailing in the game, and then your offense gets the ball, and you're just set behind the eight ball. Like, you had no chance, but it's these penalties that continue just to kill them. Then you really had no run game yesterday either. That's another component to all this, because you're starting four backup offensive linemen. So you have no run game. Your quarterback didn't look particularly good. Whether that's his fault or not, we can discuss a little bit later on. And it just kind of felt like you had nothing. Nothing was going on. And like, Stefanski was out of answers, and he knows it.
Yeah, and I think what is frustrating is there were guys making plays. Carson Schlesinger continues to be fantastic. Miles made a couple plays yesterday on top of the 1.5 sacks that he had. I understand that Denzel wasn't out there. I understand.
Right, that's another thing. You're missing seven different guys.
And
seven starters are out.
Seven guys that matter. I really do. I understand. You didn't have competitive fight. There was one guy. No, I don't want to say one guy. There was maybe 10 guys yesterday that had a competitive fight.
Well, and
that's back on the head coach.
We fought about the idea before the season if you could be a competitive three-win team or not, because I said a competitive three-win team doesn't exist, but that's what you wanted. You wanted them to be a competitive three-win team, at least look like they were competitive while winning three games. They have not lived up to that at all.
216-474-0092. As we start the show here, was that the final straw for Stefanski? I didn't think I'd get to a point where I'd want him fired in season, but again, let's just run out the string, right? But why try and evaluate anybody? Because you can't evaluate. There's no one you can evaluate when guys aren't playing hard enough. And it's not even that. I hate putting it on that because that puts it on the players. No, when guys do not have the competitive fire and guys don't look like they're playing for anyone, let alone their futures, but certainly not the head coach. But was that the final straw for
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stefanski, I think he thought he was just going to get away with the no yeah yeah answer, which is not an answer.
Well, in fairness,
that's just a no yeah yeah.
In fairness, he did get away with it because nothing happened to him. Like, nothing ever happens.
Well, I mean, okay, that part's fair. I guess he did get the follow-up, at least the media, after the third question, at least the media was like, all right, fine, we'll move on to something else.
And our guy Fade on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel said something about, you know, not sure why fans are expecting good things from a bad team, and which is a fair rebuttal, in fairness. And I said fair multiple times there. Here's the thing, though. The Falcons were a four-win team that went out and beat the Bucks, who were the leaders of the division. That's not a good football team. That good things happened there. The Saints, a three-win team. The Saints then beat the NFC South leading Carolina Panthers. Nobody wants that title anyways. The Vikings, five-win team. They went out and beat the Cowboys. The Titans, who are a two-win team, coming off the Browns win. They put up 24 in a loss to San Francisco in a game that looks more lopsided than it actually was because that game was relatively close going down to the wire. So there are teams out there playing for things. There are teams. The Jets scored 20 points with a undrafted free agent at quarterback, even though they made Trevor Lawrence look like Steve Young in his prime.
And he did. Yeah, five touchdowns for Lawrence.
Glad that I was playing that guy in the fantasy championship round.
Game of his career. Good timing there for you.
Yeah, love that. Sergio Dip would love that. But no, I just, like, I think this is the thing. I understand it's December, and we are conditioned to this. All right, it's December. You're eliminated from the playoffs. You're not playing for anything. It's okay that people check out. It's really not, because Kevin Stefanski had one job. It wasn't to win 10 games this year. That was never going to happen. It wasn't to have the greatest offense in the history of offenses, because that wasn't going to happen. It was to basically make sure that you went from game one to game 17 without losing the locker room. And I think yesterday's a lot of evidence that Kevin has lost the locker room.
I mean, according to Aaron Schatz.
Shots.
Thank you. That was one of the top eight worst performances DVOA has seen in the NFL from an offensive standpoint since the early 1970s. And this is supposed to be Stefanski's side of the ball, by the way. There's a lot about that game that was troubling. There's a lot about that game that I sit back and think to myself, it just looks like Stefanski's as checked out as you can possibly can get. Like, well, I mean, that's kind of what that is.
You and I have been kind of keeping track on who's in and who's out on Stefanski. I don't think it's a coincidence that after a game where the team looked flat and half the roster looked like they were dreaming of Cabo or just something somewhere nice and warm because it was cold as hell there yesterday, Albert Breer, the MMQB, who has been a staunch defender of Kevin, as recently as about four games ago, he was kind of going back at us when we'd ask, like, all right, what's going on with the thought partners? How is this looking? He put this in his Week 15 takeaways, saying, I love Kevin Stefanski as a coach and think he'd be a really good hire for someone if he became available. That's an eraser phrase. You got to butter him up.
I don't think it's an eraser phrase. I think he genuinely believes that.
I know he does.
Which that's another shocking thing I want to get into, though.
But that Browns team looked flat as a pancake in Chicago. And I'm getting to the point where I wonder if you can just run all this back in 2026 or maybe if everyone would be better off with a fresh start.
Yeah, just too much carnage for everybody.
Yeah.
But like the idea that Albert still thinks he can be a competent or good head coach, I can't wait for the day he signs up to another team and the local radio stations there hit us up and be like, yo, give us 15 minutes. Well, Todd, tell us what you think about Stefanski. I'm going to respond back. I'm going to say, you don't want me on the air.
Oh, no.
You don't want this. Unless you go into the idea thinking that you did anything but hit a home run with the hire, like you don't want me to go on there because I'm just going to be mean about Stefanski.
Oh, I'm not going to tell anyone. And then I'm going to be sitting nude in my blue chair in my office.
Why does it have to be nude?
With a cigarette and maybe a cocktail. And between each answer, you're just going to hear a... Just taking a big drag off a cancer stick and then go, let me tell you guys.
Let me tell you what you don't know about this guy.
But I mean, Phelps.
He's an adult. That's it. The big party trick that Stefanski's pulled over everyone is that he's an adult.
That he hasn't melted down in front of a camera.
That's it. I'm telling you, I never realized how far it can take you if you just in front of the camera just repeatedly don't bust toss people. And if you just seem like you have a clue and you don't give anybody an inch. If you can handle the media, apparently that takes you through 6 years of not doing your job at a high level.
So I do think with all of this being said, we had Phelps in between shows like he's going to go to New York and he's going to be great with Jackson Dart.
It's like, what proof do we have of that?
Well, I was like, have we watched Jackson Dart play?
But it's not even about Jackson Dart. It's about the idea that you could watch what you've seen over the previous 2 years. And everyone goes back to, oh, we won 11 games with five different quarterbacks. How about the parlor trick he had of going from 11 wins to 3 wins in back-to-back seasons? Can we discuss that for a second?
Yep.
You took a roster that won 11 games. You took a lot of credit for it, won 2-time coach of the year. And then you took him down to 3 games back-to-back seasons. That's a hell of a trick. Andy Reid could start Gardner Minshew next year in Kansas City with Mahomes potentially being out for a little bit. I promise you, dollars to donuts, he's not winning 3 games next year.
Yeah.
Good coaches don't win 3 games.
And I think that's and they don't do it back-to-back. And listen, if you're screaming at your radio right now, but what about Andrew Berry? Fair. And we'll get into the Andrew Berry part of this at some point in today's show. If you're screaming about Shador and the way he played yesterday, also fair. Shador didn't play well. Like, there's no really polishing that. And I do have a rebuttal in how much we can kind of talk about that and how we can frame yesterday's event, because I think both extremes are trying to take things in a weird direction today. But, like, it's not just about Kevin. But at some point, to truly be the adult in the room, like, giving me stock answers and never showing emotion is not being the adult in the room. Like, understanding the pulse of your team and when to push and when to pull and how to motivate guys, that's being the adult in the room. And being what the franchise needs. And the franchise needs a conduit to the players and to the fans. And players, just not everybody responds to the, I have zero emotion and I'm an intellect and I'm the same guy every day. And you need to understand that. And I think this team, given where they were, they probably needed something closer akin to what Jim Schwartz brings, which is a high level of accountability and sometimes a red ass.
Yeah, I mean, they're missing the coaching element of this all. And that's what's funny is that he's a head coach, but like we miss the coaching element of it all. I really do think it's just he can take whatever team is given to him. And if that team has talent, then okay, great. You'll be able to do something. And if they don't, then you'll watch and see what it's been over the previous couple years. Like, he raises up nobody. And that's a problem. That's a major problem. It's been for 2 years that way.
216-474-0092. Have the Browns given up on Kevin Stefanski? Rob in the car. Welcome to the show, Rob in the car.
Hey, guys, I appreciate this. Nick, that was an awesome rant for sure for a Monday. But But you're looking at this all wrong, my man. Wrong. You can't watch the Browns and get mad that they lose. You have to just appreciate the artistry of how they lose. I mean, come on. You get the ball on the 2-yard line, but then you have two penalties to back it up even farther. Then later on, you get a kickoff, but there's some problem with I've never seen this ever watching football for my entire life, going back to dinosaur years. I've never seen a quarterback looking at his wrist with all the wrong plays on it. You have to appreciate the unbelievable artistry of Kevin to come up with these things week after week. I mean, a guy, you got the team marching down the field, and the wide receiver gets a dime thrown by a rookie quarterback and gifts the ball to the cornerback in the end zone. I've never seen that before. Have you?
Not in that exact way, not with the Browns.
You've got to love this guy.
That's a new play.
No, it's a new play, and you got to, like, you got to unwind yourself, man, and appreciate that we have something here that has never been seen before. A Super Bowl defense and a movie version of the replacements on offense.
Rob,
without Keanu Reeves.
If only we had Keanu. Rob, we appreciate you, buddy.
If only.
So, all right, does that mean they're like the... Okay, would a Picasso of losing? Is that what we're doing? I do think that's where, like... Last year and this year, because we're gonna talk in a second with somebody as wants to talk about two Coach of the Year awards. We're gonna get to that in just a second. But like Kevin Stefanski, and this is important. Kevin Stefanski's previous low has been 7 to 8 wins. That is acceptable. All right, and they did it in back to back seasons, which wasn't great, but that is acceptable, especially if you're turning over the quarterback position in the middle of that. When you get to 3 wins, all right, well, that was a one-time thing. It was the fallout of the Sean thing, Jameis. But towards the end of last year, we saw a lot of same old Browns-type stuff. This year was your opportunity to prove. Because, guys, I mean,
It's been 1 year of same old Browns stuff.
Yes.
This whole season's been 1 year of same old Browns.
I don't think, listen, I've been coined 3-win Wilson. I think they probably should be, my predictions were either 3 or 4 wins, right? Now, it's before talking to Browns legends at quarterbacks, because you know how that can influence.
Well, we did talk to all of them.
Yeah, we talked to every one of them. We talked to Bill Nelson right before he passed. I think he might still be alive. I don't know. But the point is, we talked to him. Frank Ryan's ghost, Otto Graham, whole seance.
We got the Ouija board out?
We got the Ouija board out. We called... Miss Cleo, we had her summon Paul Brown as well. We still landed on 4 wins. They still could have proved me wrong. This team is a 3-win team, not simply because of talent. And that's what's frustrating. Let's go with Tom and Menner. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for warming everybody up for that. And again, just remind me again, how many teams are in the NFL, which means there's how many head coaches?
32.
And we have the guy that has 2 in the last 4 years, Head Coach of the Year awards. So do we think all of a sudden he just stops coaching? Do we all of a sudden think he just forgot everything he's ever known? Do we just think he has just gone ahead and mailed it himself, knowing where he's at right now? Or can we go and honestly look at it and talk about the talent that he's got around him, which may or may not be his fault? So that's what I'm saying is, are we barking up the right tree? Is it the talent person that acquires it, or is it the coach that has to deal with what he has? A fifth-round quarterback with literally a dilapidated offensive line that we keep trying to plug round pegs into a square hole. Jerry Jeudy, thank God we got Jerry Jeudy out of Denver, because I saw Courtland Sutton again yesterday make some of the most unbelievable catches ever. And I can't imagine what his career would be like if Jerry Jeudy would have stayed there. Unbelievable to me. And again, David Njoku. And when are we going to stop talking about this all-world, greatest of all-time defense? Our Browns defense goes ahead and lets the other team puts up anywhere from 24 to 31 points every single game. It started back against Baltimore. Well, yeah, Flacco gave up one, and we gave up another one on a fumble. But I watched Jackson go up and down the field on him, and since then it's been the same thing. I don't care how cold it's going to be next week. You don't think Josh Allen's going to go and put up 41 up against the Browns? I'll take all the action in the world as soon as you're ready to go and put it out there for me. I don't care what anybody says. It's absolutely just an absolute shambles with the talent we have on that team. And I'm willing to take the beating from you guys now. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
I'm not.
It was like 75 different directions.
So
which one do you want to go?
It's absolutely fair to question Andrew Berry in this as much as it is Kevin Stefanski. Totally
fair.
Yeah,
but the way the NFL is designed, though, you're not supposed to win three games.
Yeah. And I would also say the Coach of the Year thing, that is a narrative-based award voted on in part by a lot of writers who don't pay all the attention to this Browns team. Kevin Stefanski was born on third base. They had a quarterback. They had a running back. They had two caliber starting wide receivers. They had a great interior line with Wyatt, Joel, and J.C. Tretter. They had Njoku, and then they signed Austin Hooper. Love that one. They had a defense that had the building blocks of Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. And so the first four games float a lot of this. At some point, though, I don't need a narrative-based award. I can just fall back on 43-55. I can fall back on 6-25 in their last 2 years, which is a sub-200 winning percentage, and I can fall back on one playoff win and two playoff appearances in 6 years, which in the NFL, a league designed for parity, ain't good enough.
No, that's it. And again, the league is not trying to let you do three wins. You have to really overcome a lot to get to three wins. Other thing that Tom mentioned that I think is worth noting, the defense, because we had a caller, two callers ago called it a Super Bowl caliber defense, and then Tom brought up where the defense is right now. They're 18th in scoring defense in the NFL. Like, and that's not everything. There's better metrics we can use that say they're better than that, but they have taken a massive step backwards in the past.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Last couple weeks.
You can definitely tell whether somebody is a supporter or a hater based off the Jerry Jeudy touchdown throw. The Jerry Jeudy interception play. Because
they do that?
Yes, because people and the idea that I would count that play. Like, I think we get this idea of teams just go, oh, Shador had three interceptions. As if they don't apply context to it. Like,
some people don't, though. That's the problem. Teams do. You're talking about teams. They do. But there's a lot of national pundits that don't. The box score jockeys that just check in. This is like, honestly, this is what PFF's big mission in life was, is to basically be able to do everything so that if you didn't watch the game, you'd be able to have proper context around it. And then EPA was created to try to add onto that. And then all these other different metrics. It's also, we could actually look at that Jerry Jeudy play and say, well, geez, that wasn't a pick.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. It's one thing for Jerry Jeudy to have, because it's a quintessential Jerry Jeudy drop, right? It hit him right in the numbers.
Couldn't have hit him any better.
And, like, you could not throw that ball any better if you're Shador. It was a Shadot. It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was an incredible play.
After the Isaiah Bond play, by the way, that it could have been a sequence that we would have looked back and been like, that's a hell of a drive.
Yes, and that would have been something we could have taken away from an abysmal game of, hey, that we still had that drive. That's the kind of stuff we need to see, yada, yada, yada. But I will tell you, it's bad enough that Jerry made that play for the Bears defense. And I thought Shador was incredibly classy about it as well. Like, I'm not going to kick a man when he's down.
But that's the other side of this. The anti-Shador people were like, oh, look at him bringing it up this way to go ahead and dog Jerry Jeudy. You look like the good guy, but what you're saying here is the bad things. It's like, guys, he can't buy a win here, can he?
So here's the first, and so that's what we heard from Shador, right? Not going to kick a man when he's down. He knows we got to have that play, right?
Yeah.
So here's the first answer from Jerry Jeudy on the Sanders INT to him.
I think Shador threw a good pass. You know, it's a good football player overall by him.
Okay. All right, Jerry.
By him, he means the defender right there, right?
Yeah. The words, Jerry, are, I got to catch that. Just so we're clear.
No, but if it's murky, you see, people that don't like to take responsibility, if it's murky, they're never going to lean towards the side of, hey, that's on me. That's my bad. I messed up there. It's funny in life. There's a lot of people that will step right up to do that. And the people that won't, they'll never do that.
In fairness, he didn't blame the media. I was wondering, I was like, is he going to blame the media on this one? Did the media drop that pass and give it to the Bears defensive back?
Again, everybody but Jerry is ready to take accountability when it comes to Jerry Judy's actions.
Well, here's the next answer about Jerry Jeudy and this play that, let's just say, helped swing the game in the Bears' favor for good.
Move on pretty good. You know, it's part of the game. It's football. You know, there's some plays that are going to happen like that, and sometimes you're going to make it. You know, you can't let one play define your character, define who I am as a football player. You know, that one play out of 102 plays, you know, that don't define me. So, you know, I just keep pushing, keep playing, and, you know, let the pass be the pass.
Again, Jerry, the answer is, by the way, if he had said, I have to make that play, but one play doesn't define me, would have accepted it. If he had just said that previous, I could have accepted it.
Well, we would have accepted it, but then we still would do the same thing we're going to do, which is just tear down the idea that Jerry Jeudy doesn't know how to football right now.
Yeah, well, maybe at all. Like, maybe at some point, if Jerry's on, and there are players like this. This is no disrespect to Jerry, although it's going to maybe sound disrespectful. There are players. Jamie Collins, if you put him on a winning team, Jamie Collins will be a really productive, high-level player. If you put him in the outhouse, he's going to play like that, and he's not going to be able to lead you out of it either.
But he did it last year, though. He had 1,100 yards in a 3-win season. Like, that's the confusing part about Jerry Jeudy, is we watched him be able to be productive. Yes, he was still dropping a bunch of passes. We can't excuse that side of it, but, like, we watched him be productive, and then this year it seems like he just doesn't know what the hell is going on.
So I think the difference is there are other guys to throw to. It doesn't feel like that, but the Browns have used The running back out of the backfield. The Browns have used Harold Fannin Jr., who's the leading receiver.
Yeah.
They have, I mean, obviously they've tried to get the ball to Isaiah Bond.
Yeah, Fannin's getting thrown to a bunch.
I think Jerry only exists in a losing atmosphere is if he's the only guy getting the ball so he can put up 100 yards
a game. I did notice something on one of the shots they had that gave you the big sky cam view, which is the closest thing you get to all 22 while the game is actually going on. I noticed that in one of the plays that Jerry Jeudy had basically, it looked like it was going to be some separation, by the way, but Shador had already committed to throwing to Fannin on it's a middle of the field crossing route, essentially. And with Jerry, he just kind of, once he saw that Shador was loading up and then the ball wasn't going his direction, just completely stopped.
Yeah.
And like just completely gave up on the play. And like, and we've seen this with Sed Tillman at certain parts of the year. We saw that in the Raiders game with Sed when there was the one play where Shador threw to him and it went deep because Sed basically just gave up on it. And it's little things like that I just think this, the wide receiver room, they've just gotten too comfortable doing those type of plays.
Well, and I think when we kind of paint this a bigger picture, we tie it in with the accountability. The easiest thing in the world to do would be to cut Jerry Jeudy. And I understand the valid reasons why you can't, because it would screw you up cap-wise. Totally get it. But you could do it. You could fire Bubba Ventrone. You could have fired Bubba Ventrone 5 weeks ago. You gave it a chance to work itself out. Bubba's still here, and honestly, that was the worst performance individually that we've seen from the special teams unit, not named Andre Schmidt or Corey Bohorquez, the entirety. How many times did we watch the Browns or the Bears punt, and look how many guys are downfield to down the punt in the 20-yard line?
Yeah.
Now, flip it back to when they punt to the Browns. And see how close who was on punt returns yesterday? I almost said Isaiah Bond. It's not
for us.
Yes,
it was Larvadan, but then
Larvadan.
It was, yeah,
look how close he got to being killed if he didn't just wave his hand over it. Like it, yeah. There are so many different cases. Cameron Thomas earlier this year with the knuckleheaded move against the Jets. There are so many obvious and apparent cases of these guys are either not focused on winning, they're not focused on doing their job right, they're checked out or making excuses. The Browns have had 20 examples where you could have fired any one of these jabronis into the clouds. And the fact that you didn't is why you had Jerry Jeudy have his play and then have the gumption, a guy that was called a team leader as recently as 7 weeks ago by Kevin Stefanski, to be like, yeah, that play doesn't define me. And that's a great play by the defender.
Yeah. No, well, what the Raiders fumble play decided to define you instead. It feels like, by the way, did you hear Moose yesterday? He called Larvadan the same name that Daryl calls Larvadan.
LaVarden?
Yeah.
Also, Kevin Kugler's great.
Fixed it. Kugler's great. Moose might be drunk in that booth.
But
I hate these Fox booths, by the way.
It's not great. But
they stink.
It's Sam Kamara. Why are we saying, what is it, Kamara? Like we're a illiterate Bostonian trying to say camera. It's Sam Kamara. Oh, you got to go out and get your Kamara. Like, what the hell are we doing? Kevin Kugler's so good.
No, I just hate Fox booths
Alvin
at this
Kamara.
Point. I'm done with him.
Listen, when it was Alvin Kamara, he was the first dude that I ever seen Kamara.
Games. I want
I
these games
it.
On CBS until the end of time now. That was one of the worst things that happened was the AFC game started being put on Fox.
You want a little Spiro in your life.
I'll take
you
Arch.
You want a little Archuleta.
Give me that Archuleta love.
Local loved.
Million times better than Schlereth. Million times better than Moose. Like, I forgot how bad these NFC broadcasts are when they happen on Fox.
Remember when Moose...
They're just so bad.
Remember when Moose used to be the number one guy on Fox,
I know,
too?
And I never liked him then, but like he's gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. And these games are just... I mean, they deserved every bit of watching that Bears-Browns game. Okay, yeah, that's how bad that broadcast was.
The problem is, when you put those broadcast booths in the booth for these games, you're not punishing Jimmy Haslam. You're not punishing Andrew Berry. You're punishing Browns fans.
I know. When we have to sit there and listen to them as they mess up Gage Larvadan's name as if they'd never heard it before, because, spoiler alert, they'd never heard it before.
But I just... I keep hoping that Jerry's going to see a point where he can just reclaim what the Browns said he was 7 to 8 weeks ago.
Well, it might happen, by the way, with a brand new coaching staff and a brand new everything. Like, I wonder if he'll look at this as like a rebirth for the final year that he's going to be with the Browns. Like a rebirth, a whole brand new coaching staff, brand new chance and opportunity. Because the fans seem like they're absolutely done with him. But a lot can change really quickly if you start making plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.